You're listening to SBS News.
Satanists are celebrating what they are calling a small but important win for religious freedom after succeeding in having the pentagram added among the symbols of recognized faiths displayed at the Sunshine Coast University Hospital's multi-faith center. On its Facebook page, the Noosa Temple of Satan posted this comment.
Dear heathens, we've had a small but important win for religious freedom. The Sunshine Coast University Hospital has added Satanism to its list of recognised religions in its multi-faith centre. This means that followers of the Noosa Temple of Satan can now feel welcome in using the facility alongside Christians, Jews, Muslims and people of other faiths.
Satan is known as an enemy or the devil, also referenced in Christianity as an angel who rebelled against God. The Noosa Temple of Satan said it is working with the hospital to have its spiritual leader officially recognized as a minister to help those of other faiths who wish to convert to Satanism.
We think it's important that Satanists can access the right spiritual support during their time of need. I look forward to providing comfort to Satanists when they're in hospital. Also, I can imagine there may be Christians who are facing death and may wish to return to Satanism in their last moments. We need to give them every opportunity to turn to the Dark Lord. That's very important work. Hail Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Hail Satan.
56-year-old Trevor Bell is the co-founder of the Noosa Temple of Satan in Brisbane. He says the temple's leader, Samael Demogorgon, who's unable to speak due to ill health, was behind the effort to get Satanism recognized as a religion by the hospital.
Brother Samael Demogorgon, who's the leader of the Noosa Temple of Satan, is currently quite ill with a form of throat cancer. So he is having to visit the Sunshine Coast Hospital very regularly. And so he noticed that there was a chapel there that is a multi-faith chapel, and he quickly made an inquiry as to having Satanism added to the list of faiths. I think there was already sort of something like 7 or 8 different faiths that were sort of listed there in the chapel, and I don't think it was that hard for him to get on the list. I think they were quite inclusive and were quite ready to add Satanism to the list, and it was done, you know, relatively quickly without a great problem.
A Queensland Health spokesperson told SBS News that its service cares for patients of all religious backgrounds and displays world-recognized religious symbols in its facilities.
Queensland Health staff care for patients of all faiths in their facilities, and these patients are entitled to request and receive support from their faith leader. Facilities may display world-recognized religious symbols as a welcoming gesture for patients and visitors. In 2020, Queensland Health released its framework for the integration of spiritual care in Queensland Health facilities.
The hospital did not respond to SBS News about how they would handle reactions of people from different faiths to a satanic priest who could encourage or promote Satanism. To many, the notion of having a satanic cleric available to convert Christians to Satanism at the hour of their death could be offensive in much the same way that organized religion offends Satanists. Mr. Bell explains that using Satan to offset Jesus is in part a form of political activism.
It certainly has a political activism side to it. The way we see it is that predominantly traditional Christian groups receive a lot of privileges in our society, and what we're doing with the Noosa Temple of Satan is, as a religious group, as Satanists, we are seeking to ask for those same privileges.
He uses classroom activities as one example where there is inequality or preference for one religion over another.
A very good example is with religious instruction classes in Queensland. So at the moment in Queensland, under the law, religious leaders can come into a state school, a state primary school, and give up to 1 hour of more or less Bible lessons, any sort of religious instruction they want, which is typically the sort of thing you'd hear in Sunday school classes. By law, they're entitled to 1 hour in a classroom. So if a principal says, I don't want you in my school, I'm not really interested in that, it doesn't matter. The faith leader can say to the principal, you have to let me in for 1 hour to speak to the children whose parents have consented to this.
In an attempt to put an end to religious studies in Queensland state schools, the Noosa Temple of Satan is requesting the teaching of Satanism in schools with the same rights as Christian organizations. The Satanic Temple is asking its 5,000 members on Facebook to register their children in schools as Satanists.
We're putting the word out to the Satanists of Queensland, make it clear on their child's enrollment that their child is a Satanist and that they consent to their child receiving religious instruction, then we'll turn up and start giving satanic instruction lessons. And what we expect will happen from that is that people will be in uproar and they will say, this is ridiculous. We can't have Satanists coming into a primary school teaching lessons for an hour and having the other kids twiddling their thumbs.
Parents from two Queensland schools have now registered their children as Satanists. Mr. Bell hopes their campaign will change the status quo.
And that might then cause the government to look at this program and say, you know what, let's just not have any faith leaders coming into schools. Let's just get them to do it in their own time rather than during school time. And we would be fine by that. So that's an example where the Noosa Temple of Satan is basically trying to take advantage of these privileges for ourselves and demonstrating that maybe these are privileges that nobody should have.
Mike Hercock is a former senior minister of Imagine Baptist Church in Sydney. He says that Satanism is being used as a method to challenge and disrupt mainstream religious beliefs by those who may have been disenchanted or alienated by organized religion throughout their lives.
The question that it raises, I think, is about the sense of experience where people are voiceless or concerned by the power of religion in schools. That sense of voicelessness, I suppose, as I've mentioned, often comes out of hurt and anger for the control and abuse of the church over years. And I have some empathy towards that.
He was one of the 100 Revs, a group that comprised of 100 clergy who officially apologized to the LGBTQI plus community of Australia for the unloving attitudes of the church towards them back in 2008.
The LGBTIQ example is a very real one where people have experienced abuse at the hands of religious organisations, religious belief systems, and then how do they have a voice in community, particularly I think in religious schools and religious schooling models.
But Trevor Bell says membership in the Noosa Temple of Satan is not like other religions.
With the Noosa Temple of Satan, we certainly say to any Satanist, whether they believe in Satan as supernatural or not, they're welcome as part and parcel of it. And it is a genuine religion, so it does encompass the broad spectrum of what's possible belief in Satanism, if you like. But sort of the main thrust, if you like, is that sort of rebellious challenging of authority.
Muslim Imam Ibrahim Dadoon is concerned about Satanism being used as a diversion to prevent people from worshipping God.
So Muslims should treat this call as another one of the tricks of Satan to divert people away from the worship of God and establishment of good character to a way of life that is at odds with the innate nature of the human being. Religion is established to give a sense of direction for the human being as they travel through this world, aiming for the pleasure of God. Satan does the exact opposite of what Islam calls for.
Mr. Dadoon is warning against becoming involved in Satanism.
God says in the Holy Quran on multiple occasions that Satan is a clear enemy to you. God also says to not follow the footsteps of Satan. Those who are involved in Satanism are what we call the Satans of the human race. And Satan himself is destined for the fire of hell. So Muslims should stay clear from all of these practices and stay very far away from anyone who calls to Satanism.
SBS News contacted the Archdiocese of Brisbane, but it declined to comment. John Dixon is a distinguished fellow in public Christianity at Ridley College. He's not taking the Noosa Temple of Faith seriously.
Basically, it's just a joke. They admit themselves that they don't believe in any deity, not even Satan. And so it's really just a metaphor of rebellion against all religion. They admit this freely. And therefore, unfortunately, it's a joke on the hospital that has accepted this as a faith. It isn't a faith. It doesn't even claim to be a faith. And they are now trying to get chaplains in the hospital. And frankly, they're going to be about as useful to people sick and dying as the local knitting club. In fact, that's probably an insult to the knitting club.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.